Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
And welcome back to the show. We are doing this evening evidence review. We're going to be talking to some of the people that were at the Rolling Hills event and Stanley event with us to talk about some of their stories. And we're also going to be doing, we're going to just take these next two calls that we had in queue for live readings with Scotty. So we'll have Scotty kind of, I'm sorry, folks, we're going to have him buzz through your readings a little quickly here. Who do we have on the line first, Tim?
On the line first is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
I am good, thanks.
Get your question all focused in on it, and we're going to have Scotty shuffle and do the Scotty shuffle.
This is the
Scotty shuffle. And then we'll take this next call. Now, if you have evidence and stories that you want to share with us from Rolling Hills or Stanley, you can call in at 952-830-1470. We have one phone line open right now. Just tell Tim whether you want to talk about the Rolling Hills or Stanley. And from one of the past 2 weeks events that we've done, again, 952-830-1470. One phone line open. We will take that call after we're done with these readings. All right, Scotty.
All right, here we go, Judy. I've got you all shuffled up here.
Oh, good.
And, I'll have to say, I've never shuffled a deck and listened to the call stuff on a radio show before in my years. That was unique. So, here we go.
You gotta have sound effects.
That's right. Okay. Your present card is the moon. Your recent past is justice. And your near future is the Knight of Cups. Now, the moon card in your very present talks about the phases of things that are going on, the cyclical things. It's saying that you might be in the dark right now about something or whatever this topic is, this question, and that you might be fumbling your way around maybe by the very slivery light of the moon that's coming in, or perhaps a fuller moon. But whatever it is, you're in the dark about something. This is a card that says embrace the dark that's there. Realizing that things are cyclical, and what wanes with the moon waxes full again. So the idea is that while you might be in a situation where you don't know exactly what's going on or what you're doing or how to do it, or there might be something that's presenting itself that's leaving you left in the dark or feeling a fear in the dark, this is saying also that it's short-lived because it's cyclical. The full moon will come around again. So embrace the things that are in the dark. It's like I like to always say, I used to be afraid of the dark, and so by embracing it, when I was a kid, I ran out in the backyard in the middle of the night in my undies and sat in the dark until I was not afraid of it anymore. And so it's the idea of don't be afraid of it, let it do its work with you, and it's going to be cyclical and come back around.
You know, it's the first time in my life I have ever felt lost, ever. So that is spot on.
Oh, well.
It's amazing.
This is really a card that says if you might feel in the dark or lost, that embrace that. Don't let it take control of you. You take control of it, and you realize that the light's going to come back around. That's your very present situation.
I am not crazy. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I hope that helps on that.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Your recent past was the Justice card. It just talks about things having to be imbalanced in the way you might have had to go through some legal issues, or you might have had to do things that dealt with having a justice done, or seeing a justice done, or making a justice happen. Something has been happening in your past where you've needed to find justice of some kind, or you've been under the hand of the legal system, or incorporating some kind of justice of your own. So,
my daughter's special education situation, absolutely.
All right. And then the near future, the Knight of Cups. This is a beautiful young knight. Might represent a man in your life. It might just represent qualities about you. But he's riding this big white steed in the painting and beautifully ornately dressed. And he's got the cup, the things of emotion. But this is somebody who is charismatic. He's charming. This person is can get things done. This person has what appears to be drive and motivation. But at the same time, he's wearing a winged helmet and winged shoes in the picture, which signifies something mercurial, something very moving, fast, and fleeting.
Don't they know that winged helmets and shoes are not in fashion after Labor Day? That's so gauche.
Except here in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay.
So all it means is be very careful of either somebody that is out there that you're going to be involved with somehow that doesn't necessarily immediately connote relationship. Mm-hmm. Just says that they could be not dependable, or they could be unreliable. No matter how much know-how or charm they may have up front, they might be somebody who's here today, gone tomorrow.
And they're not here yet, but that's great heads up. Thank
there you.
There you
go. You are so welcome.
Very cool.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Well, thank you.
All righty. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thanks,
Judy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we've got our last call, and then we are going to be talking to people about their evidence. And there was a bunch of people in the chat room talking about what they had experiences with at the Stanley and Rolling Hill. So please give us a call at 952-830-1470. We have two phone lines open. Again, 952-830-1470. Don't be chicken. And who do we have as our last caller, Tim, for readings by Tarot?
Last but not least, yes. Here's Linda.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about
very
you?
Very good.
I'm really good.
Good. You're going to have to turn down your radio because there's a little bit of a delay and we're going to get a weird echo.
Okay.
All right.
How's this? Is it any better?
Better. Yes, much.
All right. All right. Here we go, Linda. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle for you. What I need you to do is, like everyone else, just concentrate on what you want to know something about and keep that to yourself for now. And we'll shuffle through here a second time.
Remember, aces and threes are wild. This is a strip to row, and you can name the person you want to take off an article of clothing if they get something right.
It's really difficult shuffling while Dave and Tim are naked over here, so I'm just trying to avert my eyes. I'm going to split the deck for you now. And now what I believe we're doing when we do this is that this is infusing some of your energy into the cards, and it really allows your spirit guides to shuffle things around here. Here we go. Present card is the Three of Coins. Your recent past is the Two of Coins, and your near future is the Page of Wands. Now, the Three of Coins, and remember, I've said a couple of times tonight, if you've heard some of these other ones, the coins represent things of investment, whether it be finance, monetary, relationship, things like that. It's the stuff that you invest yourself in, and you make you put your heart and your soul and your effort into. This is a card in the three. It's got two people sitting at a table in front of it. It looks like a board of directors almost, but in an archaic version in this card. And somebody is working on the motif of three coins up above their head in an archway. And this is an idea that's saying in your very presence, you might be in a position where you're able to now showcase something that you can do. It's presenting either your idea or presenting you're making the presentation or, you know, you're the Darren Stevens of your ad agency. You're making the presentation for the
Samantha.
New ad campaign. And it's the idea of you've got something career, personal-wise, project-wise, business matters that you can do to get some recognition for. So it's a card of investing yourself in presenting something or doing something or invoking something new that you're going to get some, you're going to be seen for this is the idea. It's you've laid the groundwork for the future, and it's going to start paying off because somebody's going to take notice of it. It can also mean your sense of satisfaction on an inner level of what you accomplish. It's being recognized. So it's either outward or it's inward. There's a recognition that you can give yourself, a recognition that somebody that you're presenting to or the bosses or whoever are going to recognize you for this. And all you need is the willpower and the determination to make this thing happen. And that's all it's going to take to make the recognition come. In your recent past, you've got the Two of Coins. That's just saying you've had to be in a position where you've had to find some balance in something and make things work. It's that idea of having several plates spinning on the sticks, and you're running from stick to stick and trying to make these plates spin, and you're going to drop one because there's not balance there. In your recent past, you've needed to find this balance. It's the idea of balance between opposing things as well. On one side, opposing things like romance on one side, business on the other, emotion on one side, logic on the other. So it's you're having to find that balance, and you've either found that in the recent past, or it's something that you've been really working on that you've had to work on in the recent past that's bringing you to this current, this present card of being in a position of being recognized for something. And then in the near future, you've got the Page of Wands. And if I were to oversimplify the card, I'd say it's just a card of good news. Is what that means. He's the page that's delivering the news that something good is happening and something, and I'm going to encapsulate it that way for sake of time, but this is something that you can look forward to either good news or good things happening or good messages coming your way as a result of all this effort that you're putting in to be recognized.
Oh, God, that's really good.
Make any sense?
Fit in for you?
That makes really good sense, actually.
All right.
And, the romance thing and the balance thing, I recently got married, so.
Oh, congratulations.
And then we went to the Stanley Hotel, and I went to paranormal research, and I got taught by the best, and I had a great time, and a lot of, you know, things happened.
Wasn't that a beautiful place?
That was a wonderful place, and we were away from the kids, and, our film that we, got reproduced was just incredible.
So tell us a little bit about your experiences. What did you have happen there when you were out?
The first thing we did, we were in room 406.
Okay.
And our door to the bathroom started shaking. And then when we went into 418 with Rosemary, my camera went dead. So I walked back to the room, put new batteries in, went back, it was dead again. We did it a third time, and then by the end of the time, it had smelled like cigar smoke. And Dave was in there with Rosemary and myself, and you could smell the cigar smoke from that room. We got...
Did somebody just break glass on you? I just heard what sounded like shattering glass.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
they're putting up, actually, the tree, and it fell.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
And when we went in there, my husband had captured an orb all around the room, and as she was talking about it, this is the only place we ever caught anything, you know, while we were there, that's on film and everything, and you can see the orb. And then as I was leaving the room and coming back because my camera didn't work, he was actually filming this orb floating around this room.
Wow. So you got some good activity, at least, while you were out there. And I remember that pipe smell, because it was like, it just filled that part of the hallway, and it's a no-smoking area, so I don't know where it came from. That was creepy.
Yeah, and then we were in the room, it just smelled like somebody had was smoking pipe tobacco or cigars, smoke or something right there at that time, and that's the only place we caught a lot of activity.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for calling in tonight and spending some time with us, and thank you for joining us out at the... good gravy. What is all that noise? Is that you, Scotty Roberts?
Sorry about that.
Oh, sure. You complain that we're interrupting you, and I see how you play this game. Well, thanks again. We do have a caller online with us. Who do we have, Tim?
Yep, we have Gail with us. And Gail, you caught some interesting stuff at the Stanley, did you not, or was it Rolling Hills?
No, Stanley.
Okay. So yeah, why don't you tell us where... Now, Gail, you came in, and where did you catch this evidence at?
Room 1302 in the Manor House.
Okay, and when did you catch this?
Saturday night.
All right, and what happened?
Well, we were in there with Chris Fleming, and we were getting some readings off the K2, and it was from the ghost of a boy, and he started to manifest right there in front of us. You could kind of see the apparition forming. And just as he was really starting to come in, somebody in the room took a picture with their camera, and the flash went off, and he got scared, and he left.
But could everybody else see this happening as well?
The ones that were sitting down on the floor in front of the bed could, yes.
All right, very cool.
And in the concert hall, we were down in one of the basement rooms with Grant, and we kept asking for them to do something, and there was a floor lamp behind his chair, and all of a sudden it fell forward and hit him on the head and the girl next to him, and then kind of stood back up and shook.
That happened to Grant?
Mm-hmm.
He has all the crazy stuff happen. We've had chairs flip over, tables move, a lamp being thrown at him now or falling over on him.
Mysterious gas noises.
Yeah, well, no, we know where those come from.
We didn't have that problem.
I gotta laugh, you know. Poor Chris Fleming. He's taking a beating. Some of the people are just beating up on him, jokingly, of course, because he, you know, he had just had surgery on his rotator cuff a couple of weeks before the event, so he was on some painkillers. And, you know, after three, four hours of laying around in these dark rooms doing investigations, poor Chris fell asleep. Fell asleep on the bed in, I think, 4:01, and he was trying to get ready to focus to bring the ghost forward.
And
he was snoring, and then everybody starts laughing. He goes, "Hey, concentrate. Everybody concentrate. You're not concentrating." So that was good comedy. But thank you very much for sharing your story with us, and hopefully we'll see
anytime.
You out. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And I don't do this to beat our chest too much for the events, but I always find that some of the best parts of the events aren't the scheduled stuff. It's the hanging out with people in the lobbies and in between events and talking and getting to learn everybody else's stories. And how accessible would you say at the events are the celebrities to you guys?
Oh, completely.
Okay.
I would recommend to anybody going to one. We had a wonderful time, and I hooked up with several women through the Darkness Radio bulletin board, and we formed our own group while we were there, and we had never met before, and we had a wonderful time.
Great. Yeah, well, you walk away making new friends, right? And you have a good time. Plus, the celebrities are very, accessible and love to hang out, too. So, I'm glad you had a good time. Hopefully, we'll see you out at another event.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, we're back. I'm sorry, I'm coughing my full head off here tonight, so please bear with me again for those of you that have been sending healing wishes and stuff. I appreciate it. I keep wanting to say tuberculosis. I don't have tuberculosis. Yeah. I have bronchitis,
sure.
which slightly turned into pneumonia. So I'm trying to get through that. It's kind of like being kind of pregnant.
And a deflated lung.
I have slight pneumonia. We do have all three lines open. We have a bunch of chickens in the chat room that were sharing their stories. Exactly. In the chat room, talking about all the cool stuff and people getting kicked and chairs banged, but nobody wants to come out and talk. So we'll throw out the phone number again, 952-830-1470. Again, that's 952-830-1470 if you want to call in, talk about the activities that you had happen at the event. And I know that there are some people there that were at past Stanley events. If you want to call in, if you were at a past Stanley event, talk about it, or even talk about some of the stuff that happened at the Queen Mary, since we're going to be out there this week. If you were there to experience anything cool, let us know about it. No, I don't have black lung, Stewie. My dumbass brother in the room is telling everybody I got black lung in the chat room.
Pretty much, yeah. Dave worked in a coal mine for the first 10 years of his life. And
exactly.
It's come back to bite him in the ass.
Now, I also want to mention really quickly, you know, we get a lot of accolades and kudos for the events that we hold. But I got to tell you, we couldn't be as successful as we are if it weren't for the people that come. We have been doing a deal where we like to give back to the community that we're working in. And we try to have live charity fundraisers at each one of our event where we'll do auctions, and the celebrities are so great. They give their time. After a long night of ghost hunting, they'll do an hour and a half private ghost hunt with people. That we auction off. There's chances to sit with them at the dinner table to get private readings with Chris Fleming, get great autograph merchandise, one-of-a-kind stuff. They're awesome, just fantastic people. And I want to let you know that at this last Stanley event, we hit our highest mark ever for a charity auction. And we split the money between Rolling Hill Sanitarium, which is one of our pet projects to help keep that place open and keep it open for investigation. And we'll talk a little bit about our investigations there, and you'll hear how crazy it was and the stuff that was going on. And it's well worth keeping open. But we split the money between Rolling Hills and Tourette Society of New Jersey, which Dave Tango, if you listen to last week's show, Dave Tango from Ghost Hunters Father came on and was talking to us. Dave Tango deals with Tourette's on a daily basis, so it's a pet project of his, and they're doing a big dinner tonight. So we raised money. We raised $15,000. Nice. Last week at the Stanley Hotel, $15,000. $7,500 went to the Tourette Society. $7,500 went to Rolling Hills. We just want to thank everybody for their charity and how awesome they are. When we were at Rolling Hills the week before, I think we raised, Tim, do you remember what we raised at Rolling Hills? It was about another $7,000 at Rolling Hills?
Rolling Hills, yeah, it was $7,700.
Right, and then this week at the Queen Mary, we are doing a charity auction. I want to blow the lid off of our goal. I want to try to hit $18,000 to $20,000. We're raising money for Shriners Children's Hospitals. There's three different programs that we're raising money for. One is called Glam Camp, which takes a bunch of the spinal cord injury girls, takes them out on a night on the town. They get to stay in a nice fancy hotel. They get to go to a Broadway show. They get makeovers, just to feel pretty for a day and get out and have some real fun. So money's going to go to that very worthwhile program. There's also Dive Heart, which takes a lot of paraplegic and quadriplegic kids out swimming with dolphins, and it's a fantastic event, and again, that's pricey. Everything that Shriners does, Shriners pays for. There are no, they don't bill the children for all the work that they do with them. It's amazing. So these donations are going to go a long way. And then the third part of the project is we're raising money to help for people that cannot afford wheelchairs or equipment that they need to keep themselves alive. So the money is going to go to a worthwhile cause. If you're going to be out at the Queen Mary, come with a big heart and an open paycheck and a big wallet so that we can raise $18,000 to $20,000. We also have, from what I've been told, we have a great surprise guest showing up during our charity auction, Tim.
Really?
So that's going to be awesome. So hopefully everybody will be able to join us out for that. And for those of you that didn't know, I auctioned off my ducky pajamas.
Yes, you did.
At the Stanley Hotel. I got $200 was donated to buy my dirty pajamas right off my body. So they want to.
With extra flop sweat.
Yes, so, little flop sweat. So it was great. So we want to thank everybody. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're going to talk to, we have a caller online, talk a little bit about some of the evidence, play some EVPs, and we'll be right back.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
Are you ready for some adventure? Swashbuckling action? Pirates? High seas battles? How about a little history, romance, and haunting Celtic mysticism thrown into the mix? If so, you have got to read The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, the new book by author-illustrator Scotty Roberts. Set in England, Ireland, and Scotland of the 16th century, Irish lord Tam O'Hare sets out on a quest to find and rescue a little girl from the hands of the very folk of the Dark Shadowlands. On his way, he runs headlong into adventure and intrigue from all quarters in the form of wolves, foxes, and pirating rabbits. Oh, and did I mention Tam O'Hare is, well, a rabbit? This book will not be available in stores until late this fall. But you can get your advance copy of The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare now by going to www.tamohare.com. That's www.tamohare.com. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
When Dave was a young boy, he once awoke to find himself staring directly into the eyes of a shadow person. Turns out it was just his life-size cardboard cutout of Donny Osmond.
Go away and go. Go away and go.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the show. Just so we can mention real quickly, if you are interested in getting a full-blown reading with Scotty Roberts, Scotty, why don't you give out your phone number again?
Phone number that you can reach me on is 651-675-9761.
One more time, go ahead.
651-675-9761.
Great. And yeah, if you want to get the readings, you can also go to our website at darknessradio.com. Click on the show tab. You'll see the pictures of Scotty up. Just click them and they'll take you to his website. You can always email him and set up readings. Everybody at the Stanley loved him, as you're hearing. If you're in the live chat room, you're seeing all the people that had live readings tonight. They love it. He's dead on. So hopefully that'll be a good fit for you. I do want to mention, I have like about six people contact me during the show here and say, well, did you, for the evidence review, did you get the picture I sent you? And I said, yeah, but unfortunately it doesn't convey well over the radio.
Yeah,
so I apologize. We do have some amazing ghost images and some shadow people. So we're going to try to put up a page on our website to share that stuff with. Let's take this call real quick, and then we got to talk to Lisa from TCPS.
Here's Nina. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Tim. Hi,
Dave. Hey, Nina. Hi, thanks, buddy, for joining us.
I had to call after being called chicken.
Yeah, so. Buck. What? Now, where were you at? Were you at Stanley or the Rolling Hills or both?
Rolling Hills.
Okay, so why don't you tell us about what happened at Rolling Hills?
Well, we had several things happen.
Okay, thank you.
Morning.
And next. No, I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh, duh. Early in the morning, we actually saw the rocking horse move. And that was the first thing that happened, and we got a couple of really good EVPs so far. I haven't actually had time to go through everything, but
okay.
I think we played the one where the kids, they actually said, want to play, or we can play, something like that. We couldn't really figure out what they were saying. We could just tell it was that same voice that you picked up.
Right.
And
as
then,
a matter of fact, Tim, do you have that queued up, our EVP? We'll mention that again in a minute, Nina, but go ahead and talk to us a little bit more.
The most interesting experience we had, there were, I think, 8 or 10 of us in the organ room on the third floor. And we were trying to taunt. I think there's a man there that they say that hates women. And one of us was sitting in the chair next to the organ. Nothing was really happening until we started taunting him and started really making fun of him, really. And our friend John, who was doing the mocking, he said, does anyone feel like somebody's not really happy with us? And right about that time, it felt like someone put their hand over my face. And I could actually feel, as cold as it was there, I could actually feel my face starting to burn. And then it just, as I was telling everyone this, it just went away. And then there was a cold spot that was actually moving from person to person. And so we started investigating the windows, and I think there's just one window and it's cracked, but there was no draft coming in. It was a very interesting experience. And then right about the same time as John is walking across the floor to his friend, other friend Brian, he had really deep pockets, and he had a flashlight down in his pocket. And then as he's walking across the floor, the flashlight just pops up out of his pocket and hits the floor. And he actually went on the hunt the second night as well, and I think he said the same thing happened.
Wow.
With the flashlight. So the third floor organ room, we really had an interesting experience. But
yeah, I know. In the organ room, there was those couple of metal chairs. And our friend Lee Anderson, who's been out at a lot of the events, I think his chair got slapped, the metal chair between them, bang, really loud. They had that jump, and people were having all kinds of experiences up there. But
oh, yeah, you could really tell that there was something going on in there. It was pretty rough at times.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your stories with us. Now, how many events have you been on, Nina?
That was our second or third. We'll be at Eastern State again in May.
Okay. Which other one had you been on with us? Was it Eastern State?
Yeah, we have been to Eastern State. So Eastern State, the next Eastern State will be our third.
All right, great. Well,
and we've had fun at all of them. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Now, again, what, you know, aside from the regular stuff, what kind of stuff do you guys like about the events?
The lectures are really good. Especially if you're not, if it's your first time,
mm-hmm.
or if you're not really into investigating that much and you're just there kind of for the experience, the lectures are very informative. They really, really are. And it really helps when you've got the veterans and the newbies. And, you know, as you've said, it can get frustrating for the people who've done the investigations before.
Right.
And it really, because we grouped up with some of the new guys there. And with all the stuff they learned from the lectures, it really helped keep things running smoothly. Good. It really did. So the lectures are really good. That we actually enjoy going to them again and again. So
now, answer me this. I just had our other caller talk about it. Tell me this, just so that the listeners can hear it from a different perspective, because the other listener was at the Stanley. You were at the Rolling Hills. How accessible are the celebrity guests that we have?
oh my God, these guys are so down to earth. I mean, it's like walking up to an old friend and just talking to them, and there's no awkwardness, there's no aloofness, nothing. I mean, these are just down to earth, regular guys, regular people, you know, just like I said, it's just like talking to an old friend.
Right, and they're hanging around all the time. People are always asking me, how much access do we have to the celebrities? I always say, by the end of the weekend, you'll be tired of hanging out with them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to talk to him anymore. I've talked to him, you know.
Exactly. All right, Nina, well, you have a good one. We'll see you out at Eastern State. Thanks a lot for sharing, and email me over those EVPs, and we'll play them on another show.
Okay, sure will.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Nina.
Bye.
Tim, I'm going to have you cut my mic because I'm about to cough.
Uh-oh, here we go. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, go. All right.
All right, back. Now, the voice she was mentioning, when we were there for our first night in the Christmas room, I went with just Tim, our good buddy Bree, and Lori Carlson, the owner. And we were walking around in there, and I wanted to get the lay of the land. She took us into the Christmas room and said, this is one of the most haunted rooms here. And we get a lot of great activity. My daughter will come in and read ghost stories, or read stories to the ghosts and the children that get great EVPs. So we were doing quick little EVP snippets. We'd ask like five questions and play the tape back. Well, just before we left, I said to Tim, well, let's leave, but we'll do one more final EVP sweep. So I turned on my recorder. Now, what you'll hear is I don't speak, but you hear my friend Bree's camera start to beep and get ready. And then all of a sudden you'll hear a voice come in, and then I speak.
We're getting ready to leave the Christmas room.
I don't know if you guys could hear that. I'm checking in the chat room right now. What we're hearing is you hear this voice come in and go, don't leave. Why don't we try it again, Tim?
We're getting ready to leave the Christmas room.
So I don't know if the people in the chat room can hear that. Let us know if it's coming through. But yeah, that was amazing to me. It was one of my very first real EVPs I was able to capture. So it was an awesome opportunity. And we were able to get it in there. Now we have four people in there. All of us just standing there, we, you know, doing the little EVP sweep, and we walk out, and there it is talking on the EVP. So it was just an awesome time, and people were getting crazy EVPs in there. As a matter of fact, you know, people would focus on like the ball or the rocking horse to try to get it to move.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant walked in, he said, you guys are thinking small scale. He goes, you know what? Tear this whole room apart. Just show us whatever you want. Blah, blah, blah. He's talking. All of a sudden the end table just tips over and all the toys go flying everywhere. So that room was definitely getting some excitement in there. Why don't we'll play it one more time. Tim, can you play that for us?
Mm-hmm. Here it goes.
We're getting ready to leave the Christmas room.
They say they can hear it a little bit in there. Why don't we, one more time, we'll hit it up and just give it a shot.
We're getting ready to leave the Christmas room.
So, yeah, that was great. And it was cool to be there with Bree and Tim and Lori and know that there was nobody else in the building. And it was, you know, non-contaminated, and we were getting a clear EVP like that. We do have Lisa in the studio. I want to talk to her real quick about the Palmer House Hotel, and then we're going to talk about some of the other evidence and some of the other EVPs people sent us from Rolling Hills and the Stanley. But Lisa is one of the leaders of the Twin Cities Paranormal Society here in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and Lisa is actually one of the people that helped turn us on to the Palmer House Hotel. They had done a few investigations there. The book has been covered, or the hotel's been covered in, what, two or three different books, right?
Correct.
Okay. And there's like over 20 well-documented ghosts that live in, and not ghost stories, but well over 20 well-documented ghosts that reside in the Palmer House Hotel, correct?
Yeah, they're all throughout the entire hotel.
Now, has there been, I don't mean to throw you on the spot here, but have they done a lot of background on it? I mean, was it an old tuberculosis hotel or something? Was it an old folks home? Why do you think that there's so much haunting going on here?
For one thing, the first place that was with there, I think it was called the Sauk Center Inn, that burned down, and nobody knows why. It just burned down mysteriously. The whole town was really happy that it burned down because it was a brothel. It was a place for prostitution and prohibition, and there was a lot of violence there, so they were glad to see it gone. So about a year later, they rebuilt what is now called the Palmer House Hotel.
Okay. And they've got, can you tell us, what are some of the ghost stories that you know of from the hotel? Don't tell us which rooms.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to know that.
Yeah, don't tell me which rooms these happen in, because we don't want to taint it too much for the people that are going to be attending the event in January. And for those of you that are interested, you can go to darknessevents.com and click on the Balmer House. We do have, we're only doing 80 tickets. We're about half sold out. It's going to be a nice intimate affair. You get two nights of full nights of ghost hunting and evidence review with Chris Fleming and Patrick Burns, Tim and myself, Phyllis Galdi from Fate Magazine, Annie Wilder will be there. We also have Scotty Roberts will be out there doing live tarot readings, and Tiffany Johnson, the medium, will be out there doing readings as well. But give us some of the ghost stories, Lise. Wow. Phantom coughs? Back at you. All right. So go ahead. She's sitting in a bacteria factory here. We're going to have to get Lisa one of those surgical masks so she doesn't breathe in our disease.
A bubble.
Yes. All right. Now,
Let's see. There is supposed to be a bride that is on one of the landings. There's a little boy that hangs out there, and he's been known to trip people on the staircase. There are...
Yes, there are waivers you will be signing for this for this event. Now, one of the rooms has got a really nasty little woman in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you had an experience with her.
Well, hey now.
I left the $50 on the counter. I'm no shafter. So now what? Tell me a little bit about this lady. What is she known to do?
She does not like men. She hates men.
Mm-hmm.
She will make a lot of noise. She's been known to slam the doors shut. In fact, when we did the preliminary interview, she had slammed the door shut so hard we tried to recreate it. There was no way to recreate it because it just slammed so hard. And so when I brought Dave through, he was mocking her, and she started to slam the door shut, even though I was telling him, stop it, she's going to get mad, and she did. And we've had a lot of our people, a lot of my team has had a lot of experiences in there. Noises, people are getting nauseous in there, pulled hair, pinched toes, pulled ears, just over-the-top stuff. For me, the Palmer House was the most profound experience that I ever had.
Really? With the paranormal? That's crazy.
Yeah. The basement is mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is crazy. Now, there is a rumor that there was possibly at one point a body buried in the basement.
Yeah.
But there's been nothing to substantiate it, but there has been some speculation from people that have been there and knew the building's past, correct?
Correct. Kelly, who's the owner, she had a psychic come through, just not based on, you know, the paranormal, but she was just staying there, and she went down in the basement, and she said that there was a body underneath this, should I even say where?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, underneath the stairs, and she was positive it was there. Kelly, being curious about it, she started digging up, and she did find human bones under there. She put them all in a box. She didn't know what she was going to do with them at the time, so she put them in a box, and she put them on the shelf. She went upstairs, did something. I don't remember what she said she did. Came back down. The box was gone, and it's never been seen again.
It's probably on eBay.
Probably on
ghost
eBay.
In a box. Yeah. But all right, so we've got a little kid ghost. We got an angry woman ghost.
There's an angry gentleman on one of the floors also.
Okay.
He's a heavy presence. Really just dark and nasty. He's been known to push people. That part's not mean, the flushing of the toilets, but flushing of the toilets will go off. And
ooh, scary stuff.
Faucets getting turned on. I would highly recommend going. If you have an opportunity to investigate the Palmer Hotel, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, we've got two nights there.
Yeah.
We've got the evidence review we're going to actually do each day, so then that way if we find some cool evidence, we can go back in and try to debunk it. Plus, we have the run of the hotel mm-hmm. during the day, so people can walk around and they can ghost hunt during the day on their own and ghost hunt at night, so there's plenty of opportunities. It's going to be a good time.
When I was there, it was doing the preliminary in the basement. My hair was pulled hard, and that was during the day, so there's no day or night when stuff happens. It's all the time.
Yeah, Lisa's showing me around the place. We're doing this tour, and the smart-ass bartender snuck down, and he's hiding around the outside of the furnace. When we're talking, we come down, and we round the corner, and he goes, "Raw!" Well, you know, thankfully, I didn't scream like a little girl. I just kind of jumped in place, but Lisa, you beepity beep 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 beep, I'll kick your beepity. She's chasing him around the basement. But yeah, there was some great stuff. There's a bar and a restaurant right there attached.
Excellent
and
food.
Excellent food. So again, for people, it's in Sauk Center, Minnesota. And the weather is not that bad here.
The weather's
during
not
the winter.
Bad
Don't
at
worry,
all.
Especially in January. We've been getting easy for like the last 8 to 10 years. So what you do is you fly into the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. It's about an hour and a half drive from the airport to get out there. So you bring a rental car. We've got two really great hotels, literally about a half mile down the street reserved. And the room rates are like between $68 to $78 a night. at these hotels. And the reason that we're not having you stay at the Palmer, first of all, there's only like 22 rooms at the Palmer. Right. And we wouldn't have enough room for everybody. So the celebrities are staying at the Palmer in the non-haunted rooms. And then we're going to keep all the haunted rooms open. Lisa, nice. So we're going to have people in our room pushing us around. But then we're going to also do the charity auction there. And I think we're going to be raising money for the Second Harvest Food Shelf for Minnesota. And that will go a long way to help out people here that are homeless and need food. So we'll be doing that there. But we're going to give the opportunity for three people to rent three of the haunted rooms so you can spend the night in the crazy haunted rooms. We're going to have some good time. Lisa says, no way. You wouldn't spend the night in any of those rooms, Lisa?
I've spent the night right next to their room mm-hmm. or to those rooms every single time we've gone. No, there's bleed over.
Bleeding walls?
Not bleeding.
Did you hear
walls.
That, Tim?
Sweet.
There, floating yeah, heads and bleeding walls. That's awesome.
There's definitely a spillover.
There. Okay. Now, do you remember what the books were that list it? Or Midwest Haunts, I think, is one or something. Yeah, I can't remember
Minnesota
the name
Ghosts,
of it.
Minnesota Ghosts, I think, is one.
There's some really good books out there, and if you Google it, we also have a link on our website. If you go there, you can take a look at it and see some of the evidence that have been collected there. Have you guys gotten any good EVPs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go to our website.
And tell people how to go to the website.
You can go to TwinCitiesParanormalSociety.com, and all of our evidence from all of our investigations are up there.
If people are living in Minnesota, anywhere in Minnesota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, you guys kind of help out in, right?
Have Ghosts Will Travel.
Yeah, and the Dakotas. So if you need any help, and you can just contact the Twin Cities Paranormal Society, what's the phone number to reach you at?
651-77-GHOST. We also have a MySpace page.
Hey, Speedy Gonzalez, can you slow her down for us? 651-77-GHOST. It's 651-777.
Nope, 77-GHOST.
Oh, 651-77-GHOST.
Yep.
Okay, so if people are needing help or have a place that they want you to investigate, they can contact you and your team go in there, and you only charge $500 an investigation, right?
Well, we dropped it.
But good. No, it's a free investigation. Absolutely. You guys will come out there and try to help out, and especially if there are children involved, how quick a turnaround do you guys get out there?
If there's children, we'll do it right away. Okay. We have to set up a preliminary, go through and check things out, but then we'll get you on the books right away. We're all about helping people.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for sharing your stories about the Palmer House with us. She's so nervous. Here's a paranormal investigator who will go in. She'll go in by herself into haunted rooms, but you put her in front of a microphone. You guys should see her. This is the only time I wish we had webcam. Here is a stoic lady who is mother of many and really? Worker. Oh, she's got three beautiful daughters and... you know, she's dealt with trolls, she's dealt with monsters, she's dealt with ghosts, and she's sitting here shaking like a leaf on a tree talking in front of this microphone.
Good thing she doesn't do EVP work with a big mic.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys want to talk or something? So we got a couple other EVPs we're going to play. You want to take our last break?
Yeah, let's do a break, right. And then let's come back. We'll all cough during the break and get it out of our system.
And then, if there's anybody else out there that wants to talk, I'm really sad that there's so many of you in the chat room that were part of our events and you're afraid to get on the phones. Listen, Lisa can do it. She's sitting right here in front of us. She's shaking. Get on. We're not going to beat you up. You can call us at 952-830-1470. 952-830-1470. We'll be back with more of the evidence right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Me llamo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está? El Yay!
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Are you ready for some adventure? Swashbuckling action? Pirates? High seas battles? How about a little history, romance, and haunting Celtic mysticism thrown into the mix? If so, you have got to read The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, the new book by author-illustrator Scotty Roberts. Set in England, Ireland, and Scotland of the 16th century, Irish lord Tam O'Hare sets out on a quest to find and rescue a little girl from the hands of the very folk of the Dark Shadowlands. On his way, he runs headlong into adventure and intrigue from all quarters in the form of wolves, foxes, and pirating rabbits. Oh, and did I mention Tam O'Hare is, well, a rabbit? This book will not be available in stores until late this fall. But you can get your advanced copy of The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare now by going to www.tamohare.com. That's www.tamohare.com. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit supernaturalnews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Hey, welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across from me, the lovely and affable Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
Howdy.
We are talking about evidence from the last couple of events that we've been to, and Rolling Hills, the Queen Mary, the Stanley. If you've got some stories to share, give us a call at 952-830-1470. You got a couple more EVPs queued up, right?
I do, yeah.
What do we got here? Give me background on one of these.
Give you a little background. Okay, this came from a gentleman who was on the fourth floor. Remember before we were talking about at Rolling Hills, there's a gentleman on the fourth floor who doesn't like women?
Right. Up in the organ room.
Well, you said it, I didn't.
Yes.
this is actually an EVP of him responding.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's about 25 seconds in length. So here goes.
Why don't you tell her what you think about her?
John, I saw a shadow real quick behind you.
Were you behind me?
Yes. Oh
my
God, what's that?
What?
Oh God, no, it's just you.
Now see, there's potentially two EVPs there. The only problem is initially you hear him say, George, is that you? And then you hear yes. And then you hear what sounds like it could be whispering in between the female who's with him doing the investigation. However, it's hard to tell if it's a whisper from her or if it's actually her, you know, a disembodied voice.
Okay. Why don't you play it one more time real quick? We'll give people a chance to hear it.
Here we go.
Why don't you tell her what you think about her?
John, I saw a shadow real quick behind you.
Were you behind me? Yes.
Wow, that's creepy. That was pretty clear.
What?
Okay, it's just you.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
Yeah. And that's pretty much. There's a potential of two EVPs there, but the one that's very clear is actually George.
All right. Now, did you get? Do we have the burp EVP?
Yes, I do.
I love this one. Now, let me read this. Lorraine emailed me this, and she said, "Dave. Hi, my friend Jason just told me that he emailed you that EVP that I caught at Rolling Hills on the 10th of November. My birthday, remember? Wink. I'm just saying that because it was the best birthday ever. Aw. Anyway, I just want to make sure that you know that the three of us were alone in a small room within a room on the second floor with both doors closed. Remember that the walls were made of concrete and most of the people were gone on dinner break. I know the clip of the noise sounds gross, like someone was burping or throwing up. If it were one of us, we would have noted it on the recording. If we had heard it, we would have mentioned it. You can hear me laugh at whatever Jason had said during that time throughout the whole weird noise. So it was not me. Well, I won't be able to listen to your show live tonight. Have a good one, but I will listen tomorrow. So here you go, Lorraine. We're going to play your gross burping EVP. Go ahead, Tim.
You know what? Let's just hire this guy.
That's really nice. Play that one more time. See if the people in the chat room can hear the gross burping noise.
You know what? Let's just hire this guy.
That is just gross. But remember, again, this was a tuberculosis clinic and a home for derelicts and drunks and alcoholics. So, I mean, boy, how would you like to be stuck in that? Maybe one of the lines got hung up on over here, Tim?
Yep,
we must have lost one of our callers. Sorry about that. So if we had you on hold. If you want to call back in, you can. Who do we have up now, Tim? Do we know?
Actually, we have Stephanie with us.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for calling in. So you had, where did you want to talk about?
The experiences at the Stanley.
Okay. What happened to you?
I was in 401. It was during the private investigation with Patrick and John.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick was sitting on the floor, and he had his back faced towards the bathroom. And we were talking about Lord Dunraven and F.O. Stanley, and Patrick just felt something move by his left side and started taking pictures. He caught what was a blue mist on camera coming out of the bathroom and going in towards the closet. A few minutes later, we were still talking about Lord Dunraven, and it was responding to on the K2. He started taking pictures again. Patrick started taking pictures. And he got the same mist now coming out of the closet, passing in front of John and passing in front of me, and then finally it went out of frame.
Wow. Now, yeah. And this was Patrick was catching this. Was this on his IR camera or regular camera?
No, this is on his IR camera because he was taking pictures in complete darkness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was able to see it. I couldn't see it with my visible eye, but you know, when we looked back on camera, you could totally see it. It was freaking awesome.
Very cool. Now, Steph, you were out at the Queen Mary for Ghost Fest.
Yeah.
And you got to sit in. I'm just curious what your opinion was. You got to sit in when we did the live videotaping of Michael and Marty Perry.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? I mean, have you ever seen mediums work like that, where you've got them in tandem? Michael and Marty Perry, of course, are the husband and wife team. They do the readings, and the wife draws pictures of the ghosts that are in the room. You knew Kim, and you saw the reading that was going on for her. What did you guys think of that?
We actually, Kim and I had talked about that earlier in the day. She was saying how it would be kind of weird if all of a sudden somebody came through for her, and the fact that somebody did was just, it was mind-blowing. I mean, I have not seen anything like that before, where two mediums are working together, and the fact that we've had so many spirits that were coming through for so many different people, I mean, that was in itself just awesome, that they were coming through and people were able to talk to these people and stuff.
Very cool. Now, gee, Steph, you're one of our regulars. How many events have you been on with us now?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even count. I was there at the first Queen Mary. I'd say the Stanley was probably the fourth one.
Okay.
That I've been to, and then I'm going to be at the Queen Mary on this coming one. So.
And you're signed up for the Palmer House too, aren't
and
you?
And I'm signed up for Palmer House. Exactly. I'm a veteran.
Wow, way to go! What do you like best about the events? Besides Tim and I and our charming wit.
Oh well, you guys are awesome too. It's mainly the interaction with the celebrity people that are there. You know, Chris Stanley and Patrick Burns. You know, they're so down to earth that, you know, it feels like one big family reunion when you go to these things. And, you know, you meet up with friends that, you know, you normally don't get to see on a regular basis. And
how many friends have you made at these events? Did you come there knowing a lot of people? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's too many to count. I mean, you run into so many people and, you know, you haven't seen or talked to them in months. And, you know, you all get together at the events and you just have one big old, you know, party mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Steph. We'll see you out at the Queen Mary next week.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
You too.
And I do have some questions popping up. People want to know, for the Palmer House, where do they fly in? You fly into the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, MSP Airport, and that'll be for the Palmer House. Now, the cool thing is we're doing it, so a lot of you don't even have to miss much work. We're having it start on the 18th, which is a Friday, and I don't even think it starts until like 6 o'clock for registration.
Mm-hmm.
There's a talk at about 8 o'clock, then we ghost hunt that night. So a lot of you can just roll in time for the ghost hunts and get your badges, and you'll be ready to roll. Only 80 people allowed on this trip, so it's going to be a nice small event, two nights of ghost hunting, a lot of fun, a lot of interaction, and doing some evidence review as well. And again, we just mentioned Michael and Marty Perry, the mediums. They're going to be on the Queen Mary with us, but if you guys want an amazing reading, check out Michael and Marty Perry at spiritart.com. Again, that's spiritart.com. Pasadena.com. And they are proud members of the Pasadena of the Pasadena Paranormal Research Society. And that's run by Sid Schultz and his lovely wife, Trish. If you guys ever get a chance, if you're out in California, you want to see some great stuff and talk to really interesting people in the paranormal, talk to Sid and Trish. And you can check out their website with Pasadena Paranormal Research Society. And you can also check out Michael and Marty Perry at the Queen Mary event, or you can check them out at their website at spiritart.com. Now, what were you going to tell me, Tim?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, if you're coming in on Friday, you want to get your sled dog about Tuesday and then get to the event.
Oh, would you stop?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Now, let me mention, too. Now, do we have a couple more EVPs here?
No.
Oh, okay. That was it? We're done with the EVPs?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got, and we do have people that are sending us pictures and other EVPs. We just didn't have a chance to scrub them and get them on the air tonight. But we will try to clean them up and put them on a future show. So, again, I appreciate everybody coming in and joining us tonight. Scotty Roberts, the lovely Mr. Scotty Roberts. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks,
and,
Tim.
We'll see you out at the Palmer House in January.
I'll be there.
And again, if people want to contact you for a full-on reading, you can do them over the phone, as you've proven tonight. How do they contact you?
They can contact me one of two ways, really. 651-675-9761. That'll get you to my phone. And you can also contact me through MySpace, myspace.com/Tarot by Scotty.
All right. And if people want a full reading, just contact you. Let them know that you heard them on Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Scotty will cut you a good deal for the event. And we're going to have beautiful Rainey joining us out at the...
Yes, my lovely wife will be at this next event.
At the Palmer House, and she's going to be doing massage, right, for people?
She'll be doing massage. She is a certified massage therapist. I'm a lucky man.
Yes, you are.
Hey, Dave, can I say hi to Rainey?
No. Okay, right. Go ahead.
Rainey.
So we'll be checking that out. And again, Twin Cities Paranormal Society with Lisa Hottinger and Michelle, we want to thank you guys for being a part of the show tonight and talking to us about the Palmer House. And if you have anything going on in the paranormal and you need help in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, or the Dakotas, you can reach them at TwinCitiesParanormalSociety.com, or you can call 651-77-GHOST. Again, that's 651-77-GHOST. Check out our website at darknessevents.com. You too can sign up for the Palmer House Hotel. Tickets are half sold out. Those are going to go out really fast. For the rest of you, we'll be back again with a brand new show next week. So join us. And in 2 weeks, we're having the full cast of Paranormal State joining us. It'll be the day before their first premiere episode on A&E. So you're going to want to check that show out. We'll have Ryan and Sergi and all of the rest of the cast and Mr. Chip Coffee. So you're going to want to tune in. Again, thank you very much for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We love you. We'll be back with you again next week.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.